In Mark chapter 3, we read this story about Jesus starting in verse 1. And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. And they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. Be honest with me for just a second. Have you ever been a little bit unfair in your scrutiny of other people's actions? After all, there is this natural tendency we have to turn against people we don't like and hold them to a tougher standard than we hold ourselves. Is it possible that you've judged the work from the guy in the next cubicle just a little more harshly because you didn't like him? Or do you have a tendency to write off some people's suggestions simply because they rub your fur the wrong way? I'll have to admit, if I'm really honest, that I do it too. And then you come across a passage like this one in Mark's gospel where you find the religious leaders of the day doing it to Jesus. They're actually watching his every move, just hoping he does something they can hang him with. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Sinful human beings, mere creatures in God's universe, scrutinizing the actions of the Lord of the Sabbath day, desperately hoping to catch him breaking one of God's commandments. It kind of makes you wonder what really lies behind the spirit of criticism. Whose voice are we listening to when we carefully dissect the actions of people we don't like, secretly hoping to catch them doing something wrong? If people could do it to Jesus, I'm pretty sure that you and I are capable of doing it to each other. And I'm sure the people in Jesus' day thought they had a perfect right to do it. They were dead wrong. They didn't have the right. And that tells me that we should be a little bit careful too. I mean, just listen to the words of Jesus over in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 2. With what judgment you judge, Jesus says, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, that's pretty serious business. According to the Bible, Jesus will serve as the judge of all the earth, and you gotta wonder how hard it's gonna be to find the faults in these critics' lives when the tables are turned. The lesson for us today is really clear. If we want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we need to practice generosity in our opinion of other people. Give someone the benefit of the doubt. Put yourself in their shoes before you form an opinion. After all, unless you happen to be all-knowing, you just might be wrong. And that, of course, is just a better way to live.